The fact that you never said Ty Cobb is nuts.
Oh, I didn't say Ty Cobb. I'm looking at my list right now and I completely skipped over him.
Riding the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Riding the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that,
you may leave.
Yes, you may. How are we doing today, Caleb?
I need a freaking haircut, dude. You see this?
You do. It's wild.
So excited to cut it when I get home.
That's why I wear a headband, because then it's like not in the way.
Yeah, but the headband's worse than your hair. Doing good, man. Doing good, bro. It's a long day. Then I gotta edit this thing, so.
Well, there you go. I'll at least mark it for you. We'll figure out who's editing. We'll
figure it out, dude.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Real quick, before we get into the sports news, I want to talk about what happened Monday night. So we're recording this Tuesday night after Game 4 of the World Series. But Monday night, it was something that doesn't happen all too often in sports. It is what they call the sports equinox. Did you hear about this, Caleb?
No.
So last night was a rare occurrence where all four major U.S. sports leagues played on the same night. So we had Game 3 of the World Series. We had Monday Night Football between the
Commanders and Chiefs.
The Commanders and the Chiefs, and then we had, I believe, 10 or 12 NBA games and 2 NHL games. And then for those of you who care, there were also 2 MLS games going on, but I don't really care about that much.
Yeah.
But, so that was pretty cool. I was obviously busy watching that hell of a Game 3.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did not. I gave up in the 16th inning.
I finished watching it in my bed at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that was the thing, was I couldn't watch it in my room, and so it was like I gotta go to bed. And then I ended up following the 17th inning on my phone and then fell asleep after that because I was exhausted.
I do have some things to say about that game, which I don't want to get into it yet. We'll wait.
Yes, we're definitely talking about that game later on. But first off, let's kick it off with some NFL news like we do every week. Let's kick it off with a bang. The Broncos have beaten the Dallas Cowboys 44-24 Sunday afternoon.
Shocker. No. I mean, I could have talked as much shit as I wanted to going into that game, but you look at Dak's history on the road. You look at his history on the road against playoff teams. You look at the Cowboys' history on the road against playoff teams in general. There was a low chance of us winning that football game. I wish we would have put up a little bit better fight than we did. I think everybody wanted that to be a competitive game.
Yeah.
Not the blowout that it was. But, hey, man, hats off to the Broncos. They played a better game.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, up till this game, Dak Prescott was playing like an MVP candidate. But he struggled on Sunday.
He did.
Which I mean, as much as I liked watching the blowout, because I'm like, oh man, I don't have to stress. Like I can talk. I could talk to Caleb about this and not worry about him talking a bunch of shit. But I do wish it was a little bit more competitive. I would have been able to go back and forth a little bit with you. But the Broncos just came out and played a better football game in Mile High.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dak's still in the race because Baker didn't play good either. So
yeah, dude. If we're talking about MVP conversation, Drake May. Dude is on fire.
Your team has to have some success to.
They've won 5 in a row.
Oh shit! I forgot the Patriots are dogging out right now.
Yeah, they've won 5 in a row.
I'm so sorry. I've been so disconnected. I'm so used to the Patriots being dog ass. I forgot that they're absolutely bawling right now.
Yeah, Drake May has the highest passer rating out of any quarterback in the NFL.
What a dog.
Yeah, he 100% deserves to be in the MVP conversation.
You know who I think is winning comeback player of the year?
Who's that?
Daniel freaking Jones, dude. Oh, holy absolutely. Shit, bro.
They are 7-1.
Daniel Jones had to make it to the Colts to just freaking ball out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's playing good football. They should be 6-2 if it wasn't for the freaking leverage. But
it was sorry. pretty blatant leverage.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And then said they should have overturned it because they accidentally called the wrong number.
Hey, that was just an upset. That was just me being upset, wishing the Broncos would have won that game.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I can admit that.
I agree. No, I'm sick.
Moving on. Our fun fact for the week. It's a little statistic. Big achievement that happened this weekend.
Say that word again.
Statistic.
Statistic?
Statistic.
You said statistic twice.
Well, you're autistic.
I know, but at least I can pronounce statistic.
Jamar Chase joins a very exclusive club with only Jerry Rice and Randy Moss as the only players with 6,000-plus receiving yards and 50-plus receptions in their first 5 seasons.
I mean, look me in my face and tell me Jamar isn't a Hall of Famer.
I mean, 100%. I mean, especially there's one thing that I disagree with in the NFL, and that is that there has to be so many people that make the Hall of Fame every year.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't that way because it would be a little bit more of a prestigious club, like the MLB Hall of Fame. There are years where just nobody gets elected, and so. I mean, having a minimum amount, it means that so many people have to make it over here. And, like, this year, this coming up year, I saw the ballot. There are enough people on the ballot that deserve Hall of Fame bids or that deserve the Hall of Fame nod. But there are years where it's not like that. I mean, you have guys who don't necessarily meet that Hall of Fame criteria that make it in because there's the minimum.
Well, I'll tell you my pick right now. Put Julian Edelman in the Hall, damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think he's on the ballot this year, and he's one of the obvious ones.
I mean, no doubt. He's in the Patriots Hall of Fame, duh, but...
Yeah.
Let's put him in that freaking hall.
Yeah. But big congrats to Jamar Chase.
Big ups, Jamar. What's his nickname?
Is he 7-Eleven? No.
No, that's what's his face? Ocho Cinco. Because Ocho Cinco... Was Ocho Cinco technically a nickname?
Yes.
Yeah, but
his nickname was Ocho Cinco because his name is Chad Johnson.
No, I know that, but like, I remember. I don't think. Oh no, it is technically 7-Eleven and Uno, but I wouldn't give him 7-Eleven because Ocho Cinco used to call his coach and say, "Hey, coach, I'm 7-Eleven. I'm always open."
Oh.
And that was before Jamar was even alive.
The best football quote ever was when Chad Ocho Cinco used to say, "I would take Viagra before every game because it's harder to stop a man on 3 legs."
Amen.
Little bit of sad NFL news, but I wanted to mention it. First off, Cam Scadaboo, his ankle injury was horrific. His ankle was turned the wrong way.
He's fine, though.
What do you mean? I thought he was out for the season.
He might not be.
That's insane. His ankle was literally facing outwards.
Like, he could possibly just be... What week are we on?
Week 8.
Oh, yeah, he's out then.
Yeah.
But it's, like, he only dislocated it. Like, it's not like a gnarly... Like, people thought he snapped his shit. I'm like... And I thought the same thing, but they're like, no, it's just dislocated. Like, he'll be just fine.
Huh. That's wild. That's crazy. But yeah, it was awful.
But when you plow head to ball first into these linemen like he does, he didn't feel pain.
No.
Didn't feel an ounce. That guy can't feel shit.
He felt more emotional pain than he did physical.
Yes.
But I want to touch on that a little bit too. His teammates were very emotional when that happened, especially Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And I think this, as awful as it is, it goes to show how much of a leader those two rookies are on the New York Giants.
No shit.
Like, they are a big part of that locker room, and their reason, definitely their play on the field, but their leadership in the locker room and on the bench has been a big reason the Giants are winning games this year.
I 100% agree. As much as I'm supposed to hate the Giants, because that is a rivalry that runs deep, you got to take your hat off to them, dude. Jackson Fart and Cam Scadaboo, dude, nuts.
Yep.
And great leaders, phenomenal leaders. I think here's my worry with them, though. Like, they were asking questions to Brian Daboll. Are you going to put Russ in as the starter for the next week and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because after a bad thing. Right now, Brian Daboll is, like, barely holding on to his job. So mm-hmm. I'm scared that he's going to, like, try and switch out quarterbacks to try and save his career.
I don't think he'll do that. I don't know.
I just hope he's smart enough to say, Jackson Dart's your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Well, since we're on the topic of the rivalries that you hate, this happened against the Eagles. And then after the game, a great gesture by Big Dom from the Eagles, who I still have no idea who that guy is, why he's allowed on
you
the sidelines.
You know who Big Dom is?
I know he is, but I don't know why he's allowed on the sidelines. What is he, security?
It's a Philadelphia legend right there, Big Dom. I hate the Eagles, but Big Dom's a G, dude.
You don't see guys in his position in the news so much. I don't understand why he gets so much attention. I mean, he got media attention because he got in trouble the first time.
He got in trouble once. Other than that, it's because you look like, you remember when there was a big old thing about what was that quarterback's name?
Tommy DeVito.
His agent. Remember his agent?
Yeah.
Like, remember how big that was just because he looked like a mafia boss?
Yeah.
You look at Big Dom and you're like, tank, dude. What a tank.
Well, that's every NFL lineman.
No, Dom's different. You see Dom. They're in helmets, and they're supposed to be there. Dom is just a freaking boulder in the middle of this sideline, dude.
Yeah.
I bet he could run Oklahoma's with Jason Kelsey, and it would be a fight.
Yeah. But he did a great gesture after the game. He went to the hospital in Philly and visited Cam Scadaboo and brought him a couple Philly cheesesteaks and some pizza.
And that is why he is allowed on the sideline, and that is why we love Big Dom.
All right.
If that's not enough for you, then I don't know what is, you heartless bastard.
All right. Last piece of NFL news, another sad piece of NFL news. I want to say rest in peace to the former Jets Pro Bowl center, Nick Mangold.
Absolutely. I mean, you hear so many people talking about this guy. And what, not just the player he was, but the freaking human being he was, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You hate to see it happen. He was young, dude. He's 41.
I'm yeah.
Like, leaving behind a wife and some kids. It's never fun, but it's an awful thing. Rest in peace, but what an impact that guy left.
Yeah, yeah. He ended up passing away this past week from complications with a kidney disease. So,
yeah.
Moving on to college football.
Uh-oh.
They're keeping the trend going. This is the third week in a row with a head coach firing.
Son of a bitch, man.
LSU has fired their head coach, Brian Ooh. Kelly. This will include a $54 million buyout, making it the new highest buyout in college football history.
Son of a bitch, man.
And
it wasn't Fresno State. If I'm like I say Fresno State, and people are like, "Well, pick a big team if you had to." I take LSU.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it sucks because they weren't doing awful. Like
no, they weren't.
They're 5-3 on the season, but their three losses came to number 3, Texas A&M, number 9, Vandy, and number 7, Ole Miss.
Well, Penn State wasn't doing that bad either.
Yeah, but Penn State was losing to shitters.
Yeah, that's a good point.
LSU's losing to top 10 teams, and yeah, they still fired their head coach.
That could hurt them, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a dumb move, but I don't know what they're expecting. Are they thinking they're going to get freaking Lane Kiffin?
No shit.
Is that what they're preparing for? Because, I mean, that's the next question that comes up. Is Lane Kiffin going to stay with Ole Miss? Is he going to go to LSU? Is he going to go to Florida? Like,
got a whole bunch of questions, baby.
Yeah, and he's got options. But
I've got options.
I just want to talk about that because I thought it was a really dumb move on LSU's part. The NBA is back in full swing. I don't know why, but we didn't talk about it last week.
Yeah, man.
Because I think football and baseball are our specialties for sure. But I do want to mention it. Huh?
Was I here last week?
Yeah, it was the three-person episode with my dad.
Oh, you're so right. Dude, I've been here.
You've been here.
I've been here.
I want to say it's like 3 or 4 episodes in a row.
I know.
I love it. But the NBA is back in full swing. Tuesday, October 21st was opening night. And the Broncos, or not the Broncos, the Warriors are off to a 3-1 start and are currently beating the Clippers 40-27 in the second quarter.
Dogging on them.
Yep. So yeah, that's really the biggest NBA news. It's the beginning of the season. There's not a lot of stuff going on yet. But yeah.
Let's talk Game 3.
Not yet.
Son of a bitch, Jacob.
I wanted to save that for the last part of MLB.
Oh my god,
we have a lot
dude.
To talk about. We have a couple of manager hirings before we get into that. So we touched on it last week, but the Giants have officially hired Tony Vieto.
Just stop trying.
Yep. But they've officially hired him as the manager. The Angels have hired former catcher Kurt Suzuki as their manager, and the Orioles have hired Craig Albanez.
Is Kurt Suzuki related to Ichiro?
No, but they're both Japanese. Mm. But the Orioles have hired Craig Albanez as a new manager. So those are a couple of those vacancies in the MLB being filled. So now let's do it. Game 3 of the World Series.
Can I spitball?
Go ahead.
First of all, as much as I hate the Los Angeles Dodgers,
mm-hmm.
One, if anybody was going to walk it off, I would have wanted it to be Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Start off with that. Also, I will take my hat off to any team that goes 18 innings.
Yeah.
In a World Series game, becoming the longest game in World Series history.
I think tied for longest game.
No, tied for longest game in postseason history. This is the longest game in World Series history.
I don't know about that.
I swear to God.
I think there's one other game. Yeah, actually, I know, because there's one other game that has went 18 innings in postseason history.
Yeah, it was with the Dodgers and the Red Sox.
And the national anthem was also sung.
It is tied. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because the national anthem was sung by Brad Paisley both times.
You're right. Okay, anyway, 18 innings. Wow.
Yeah, 6 hours. Six hours
39
of baseball.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Almost 7 hours. Now, all I have to say next is one, or I guess I'll say two things. One, Dodgers, you got to win tomorrow, or you're going back to Toronto with a problem on your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, these freaking Blue Jays are hot. And second of all, Jacob, get that freaking applause ready. Shouts out to freaking Will Klein, dude.
You bump cut that. Out.
Go.
Right as you were saying it.
Oh my God, did I cut out? You there?
Oh, it got all messed up. I didn't hear anything you said.
You didn't hear? Oh, son of a bitch.
I heard
dude.
Shout out to Will.
Shout out to Will Klein.
Yep. Absolutely.
Throw it. It's not coming through the podcast, but that's okay.
I
can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hey, also, fun fact, it's the first time Jacob's ever edited an applause for a Dodger.
Yeah, but honestly, it's valid. Are you going to talk about what
Holy
he did?
Holy shit. Because he never pitched more than 2 innings, right?
Yeah.
And then he pitched, what, 4 or 5?
He threw 4 shutout innings. Came in through four shutout innings, like 70-something pitches.
What a tank.
Yep. Yep. Because every single pitcher in both bullpens was used in that game last night.
Yeah.
The starters came out in the fifth, and from then it was just back and forth. They were using pitchers left and right, and every single pitcher from both bullpens got used. And, like, there were points where Shane Bieber, the starter from game one for the Blue Jays, was warming up. Yoshinobu Yamamoto was warming up, who threw a complete game just 2 days earlier.
Beast.
Like, they were getting ready. They were getting the ball boy warmed up. Like, they were ready for anybody, man. But, that was crazy.
Dave Roberts wanted to go in for shits and gigs.
Yeah, I also, I want to hate the guy so bad. Like, I want to hate him. And it kills me that I can't hate him. But Shohei Ohtani might be the greatest baseball player we've ever seen.
Whoa.
The fear.
The biggest in pitchers
and opposing.
The biggest Barry Bonds dick rider just said Shohei Ohtani.
Well, Barry Bonds is the greatest hitter we've ever seen. Shohei Ohtani does it from both sides.
He's just God.
So, but he just strikes fear into anyone he comes across because he's so damn good.
Either side, whether he's on the freaking mound or he's at the plate.
Yep. Shohei went 4-for-4 last night with 2 home runs and 2 doubles. And then he hit his last home run in the 7th inning. They played 18 innings, so there were 11 innings after that. In that time, he had 5 walks, 4 of them being intentional walks.
Because people are shitting their pants.
Because you can't pitch to him. Like, he's really good in the regular season, don't get me wrong. But he's one of the guys that just turns it up in October, too.
It's like, scary because he just stands there stiff as a surgeon with his eyes just fixated on you. And you're like, oh my God, he's going deep.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I was so excited when he got thrown out at second, stealing.
Me too.
I was so hyped, because it was his fault too, because he came off the bag.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I mean, the Dodgers...
You can't hate him. You can hate his team.
Yeah.
And you can hate everything involving his contract or anything like that and what the Dodgers are doing with the power they hold with Shohei Ohtani, but at the end of the day, when it comes to Shohei Ohtani, try and hate him.
Yeah, yeah.
Try.
It sucks, because I want to so bad.
And the guy himself, again, the Dodgers, salary cap, payment, deferred payment, however much they're giving him, the power they hold, all bullshit. But I'll tell you this right now. What Shohei Ohtani is doing for the sport of baseball and what he's doing in the sport of baseball is nuts.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. But, like you mentioned, Freddie Freeman walked it off to win Game 3. And then the Blue Jays came out tonight, Tuesday night, and beat the Dodgers 6-2 to tie up the series 2-2 heading into Game 3 tomorrow night.
I heard my next-door neighbor during the walk-off.
Mm-hmm.
My next-door neighbor goes, "Let's go!" And then he gets on the phone and he goes, "Did you see that walk-off?" And his boy goes, "Who hit it?" And he goes, "The tooth." and like my there was a group chat going around set that people were just sending the tooth emoji. I saw a post that pissed me off, though. Somebody called Freddie Freeman Mr. October. I said, "Don't you ever."
No.
Don't you ever.
That's ridiculous.
That's Reggie, baby. Don't even try it.
Yeah. But that's all we have for sports news this week.
I'm so excited for these next couple segments here, dude.
Yes, yes. It'll be interesting. We have
a new one?
No, we're gonna go Mount Rushmore first.
Okay.
And then we'll get to the new one after that. So stick around. We got a brand new segment.
Yeah.
All right. our Mount Rushmore this week, or first off, Mount Rushmore, you don't remember or if this is your first time listening, I will give us a category and we have to pick our Mount Rushmore, our top four. And
history has shown, three is pretty easy, four is a bitch.
Yep. Yep. We've done this twice before and that's pretty much the consensus we've come across is
what did we come down to for pitchers?
Oh.
What was our last one that we did?
It was Nolan.
I want to say it was Pedro Martinez.
We went with Greg Maddux.
I was pushing for Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, but I think it was pretty. I didn't have to push too hard for Greg Maddux.
Because I started looking at stats and I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm out.
Yep. But when we did that one, you said, give me position players and I can give you a little bit more of a debate.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's do it. We are doing MLB position players for our Mount Rushmore this week.
Okay.
So I feel like there are some obvious ones that I want to put out there. There are three that I want to put out there because I think they absolutely should be on here. Those three being Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, and the greatest five-tool player to ever play baseball, Willie Mays.
I think those are the undeniable ones. I wasn't going to fight you on that.
Okay, so those are the ones that are for sure on there. I can write those down, call it good.
Let's call it good. So you said Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, and Willie Mays.
Yeah, so Babe Ruth, if you ask any person, name a baseball player, the one they're going to be able to say is Babe Ruth. So I think
I just found out, speaking of Babe Ruth, I just always think of the Sandlot. It was shot like 10 minutes from where I live.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they shot it in Salt Lake City.
Huh. Second one, Jackie Robinson. Also kind of obvious. Not only was he a fantastic player, but iconic. I mean, trailblazer. So Jackie Robinson's also an obvious one.
And then Willie Mays. Do you have to convince people for that? Or?
Well, I'm going to do it anyways. I mean, I know I'm a Giants fan, but I feel like anyone can kind of come down to this, but he's the greatest five-tool player to ever play. He could do it all. He played defense. He could run. He could hit for power. He could hit for contact. I mean, he was an amazing player all the way around, and I don't think anyone was able to do every single aspect as well as he was.
Absolutely.
Say hey, kid.
Oh, man.
So as history has shown, three is easy, four is tough.
Go ahead. I'd love to see what you got here because I really only got one.
So there are a few options I want to throw out there, kind of throw it off the wall, see if you catch anything. Ted Williams.
Okay.
Hank Aaron.
Okay.
Mickey Mantle.
Yep, you're not getting there yet, dude.
Lou Gehrig.
Not there yet.
Joe DiMaggio?
Nope.
Who?
We had a lady at the Visalia Rawhide, do you remember, during, Belle of the Ballpark. This old lady said that she saw Joe DiMaggio butt-ass naked.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, man. Who are you thinking?
Well, who do you want to take?
I don't know. I mean, obviously,
Hank Aaron talks to me, but the fact, I mean, just thinking about it, I've had this conversation with my father multiple times. The fact that you never said Ty Cobb is nuts.
Oh, I didn't say Ty Cobb. I'm looking at my list right now and I completely skipped over him.
My pick is Ty Cobb because people can make arguments like, yeah, it's a different game. I've always loved listening to the people that make the argument that Ty Cobb could easily, with enough convincing, you could convince somebody that Ty Cobb is the greatest baseball player of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could really convince somebody that Ty Cobb is the greatest baseball player to ever step foot on a field.
Yeah, I can't argue with that at all.
I don't think you can fight me on that. I think Ty Cobb, I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's killing me that I skipped over him, because literally I have my list in front of me and I just completely skipped over him.
Freaking Ty Cobb, dude.
But yeah. Yeah. I can't argue with you about that, man.
Can you even rebuttal that?
No, I mean, you could say Joe DiMaggio has the longest hitting streak. Some people say Hank Aaron is a real home run king. But I mean, Ted Williams is an all around great player, Lou Gehrig. But honestly, I can't argue with you on Ty Cobb.
Because you're looking at single things right there. Ty Cobb had everything.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb was just a freaking unit.
Yeah. Yeah, I already wrote him down. That's going to be our fourth one for sure.
Let's just end it right there. I told you I wasn't going to budge, and I'm so glad you didn't try and fight me on it, dude.
Yeah, it honestly kills me that I missed him on my list.
You're the baseball guy, and I had to tell you Ty Cobb.
I had him written down on my list. I just, like, when I was reading all of them, I accidentally skipped over him. Oh. But, yeah, 100%. And I feel like I thought this one was going to be a lot more difficult, if I'm being honest with you.
I said I could put up more of a fight because I thought for some reason maybe you would try and fight me on that, just because I knew you were going to have guys like Hank Aaron and Joe DiMaggio up there. But, I mean, Ty Cobb, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue with you on that at all.
I mean, we definitely got some honorable mentions, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and there are more Aaron, names like that you we said, missed. Joe DiMaggio. I would have been fine putting Ken Griffey Jr. up there.
Yeah, shoot me now, but Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, no shit.
but yeah. So our final Mount Rushmore for MLB position players is Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays, and Ty Cobb.
Yes, sir.
And I'm completely satisfied with that.
100%.
So, moving on. Brand new segment.
Yeah.
So, we have in this slot, we've had Factor Cap, we've had Hot Takes, we've had a bracket segment, and I'm introducing a new one this week. It's just a good old-fashioned trivia segment. When I came up with this name, I thought I was a freaking genius. Like, I was so hyped.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. He called me while I was washing my genitals, and I answered.
Because that's Caleb's favorite time to answer my calls.
And then he said the name of the segment, and I scrubbed a little harder.
So this segment
I massaged.
This segment is called "So You Think You Know Ball."
Genius, dude! I'm bricked again just hearing it.
I'm so proud of myself for that one, because I didn't think, like, I didn't see it anywhere. I came up with that on my own.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bricked. So rock solid.
So this is a new segment that'll be circling in here called "So You Think You Know Ball." It's just a regular trivia segment. I'm gonna be asking questions, and Caleb's gonna have to answer them. Or maybe we'll switch it up, and Caleb will write down the questions, and I'll have to answer them.
Oh, you know I will, bitch.
But let's get it started.
I'm really nervous.
First off, number one.
Yeah.
Caleb, name me the four starting quarterbacks from week 8 that all got drafted out of Oregon. There are 4 of them.
Okay. Okay, so we got Bo Nix.
Yep.
If Jaden Daniels was hurt, which I think he was,
mm-hmm.
then Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
Here's where it gets tricky.
You're missing the obvious one.
I'm missing an obvious one?
An obvious one, dude. It's a gimme.
Starting quarterbacks out of Oregon. Son of a bitch. Who was starting? Is it like a regular starter?
Yes. It's been starting since his rookie year.
Was it from an injury or is it a regular starter?
No, he's a regular starter. He's been starting since his rookie year.
He's a quarterback?
Yes. Do you want a division?
Yeah.
AFC West.
Herbie didn't go to Oregon, did he?
Yes. Justin
Herbie went to Oregon. Okay, yes. Herbie.
How did you not know that?
I don't know. I just figured. I didn't even think that Herbie went to. Damn. I guess he did. Yeah, you're right. Oh my God. And there's another one?
There's one more.
Is this a regular starter?
Now he is.
Now he is.
Because the starting quarterback from that team got traded.
The starting quarterback got traded?
Yeah. Because the quarterback situation on that team is just completely shitty.
The quarterback situation on the team is... Dylan Gabriel.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I did it.
Those are the four. It's Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, Marcus Mariota, and Dylan Gabriel.
I did pretty good there.
Yeah, yeah.
I did good. I got him. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, this is actually the first time in NFL history that four quarterbacks from the same college are starting in the same week.
You said this is the first time that's happened?
It's all laggy for me. All right.
Got some bad internet, but that's the first time this has happened?
It's the first time this has happened, yeah.
Out of the same college or just Oregon?
Out of the same college.
Okay, that's sick.
Yeah. Number two.
How many are there? There's three. Okay.
What is the only college football team to beat 7 top 10 teams and never trail in the fourth quarter all in the same season?
What? You gotta be a psychopath to know this.
Alabama? I saw it and I'm like, oh yeah. It's widely considered the greatest college football team of all time. Won the national championship.
Ohio State?
No.
Ohio State just came off a natty. Why would you say that?
Not the last national championship. They won the national championship this year.
Oh. The Gators?
Nope. We talked about him earlier in the episode.
LSU?
Yep.
No shit. Well, can you give me a year? You gave that to me, so.
Can you give me a year, though? That's the big one.
You give me a decade, I could give you a year. Oh. It's kind of, oh. 2019.
What? Yep.
Yeah.
The 2019-2020 LSU Tigers beat 7 top 10 teams.
That's absolutely diabolical.
And so dominant that they never trailed in the fourth quarter.
That is absolutely asinine.
That's insane.
Again, so proud of myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm doing good.
You're doing pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
All right, this last one I think is going to stump you, though.
Well, that one was difficult.
I think I saved the hardest one for last.
Oh, God.
Caleb, I need you to name all 6 teams that Joe Flacco has a win in the NFL with.
I think I can do this. The Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
The New York Jets.
Yep. That's better than my dad did. He couldn't get the Colts or the Jets.
Did Flacco ever play for the Vikings?
No.
No.
Oh, if he did, he never got a win with them. As a starting
quarterback. Your dad didn't get the Colts?
It took him a little bit. I had to give him a division to get the Colts.
Ooh. Can you give me a conference?
AFC.
AFC. don't know why I asked if that was going to do something.
I mean, it cuts out half the league.
That doesn't mean there's not 15 teams or 16 in the freaking AFC. Okay. This is difficult. I'm trying to think. So he's played for Cleveland, Indianapolis, New York, Baltimore. Did I say Cincinnati? I said Cincy, right?
Yeah.
Boy, is this team good today?
Yep.
This team's good now.
Yeah.
Like playoff team?
Yeah.
Ooh, hopefully. In the AFC. You said hopefully. It was Denver.
It was Denver.
Yes. Because I was going to say Denver, but I'm like, I want to say, because I was gonna say San Francisco.
No.
Because I thought he was a backup for San Francisco at some point, but I really wanted to say Denver, but yeah, okay. Yeah. That one wasn't hard. I kind of blazed through that.
Yeah, you did a lot better on that one than I thought you would.
I kind of drilled that one. Okay.
Yeah.
I like this segment a lot.
I like this segment too. This is going to be a good one.
Dude, that was difficult, but it powered through.
Yep. Yeah. I thought that hopefully hint was pretty good. I thought that was smooth.
The hopefully hint, that was pretty good.
All right. Do you want to do the rant for Start Bench Cut this week?
The rant?
You want the spiel?
Sure. All right. We're already at the end? No.
We're already at Start Bench Cut. This has been a good episode. This has been a fun one.
Okay, so anybody who hasn't watched our show, or if you do know, then you know this, so just close your ears or just don't pay attention because you already know the rules. Start Bench Cut, when we get to Start Bench Cut, it is how you know that we are at the end of our show. Start Bench Cut is a game that we do every single week. It is basically we give three players, three items, three events, three anything. We have to start one, bench one, and cut one. Today's Start Bench Cut is Starburst flavors.
Yes, it is.
Don't know what flavors you have on there, but go ham, brother.
So, first off, I want to get it off the table. Orange is not on this list because if you know anyone who orange is their favorite Starburst flavor, go and kick them in the nuts.
Yes.
Kick them in the nuts because orange is by far the worst one.
Easily.
So that leaves us with cherry.
That goes for a lot of things. I think that goes with Skittles. I think that goes with...
Yeah.
Is there an orange Skittle?
Yeah.
Orange Skittles are the worst one. Rainbow.
Yeah.
Taste the rainbow.
But there's no blue Skittle.
Well, there's... Oh, I lagged out. Shit. Son of... Okay, here we are. There's no blue Skittle in the OG Skittle pack.
Yeah, but there is in the Wild Berry.
There's no blue Skittle in the OG. Yeah, Wild Berry gas, dude.
I'm not a huge Wild Berry Skittle guy.
That was my ass.
That was nice.
Tooted in. That was nice. I know. Okay.
All right. Star Bench Cut this week is cherry, which is the red one, lemon, which is the yellow one, and strawberry, which is the pink.
Light work. Get me started. I'm going to go backwards. I'm starting strawberry, benching lemon, cutting cherry.
Absolutely.
100%. Is that even, like, that's more of a no-brainer than Ty Cobb.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Come on, dude.
That's the easy answer.
Don't get me wrong. Lemon and strawberry are pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I knew I loved you for a reason, bro.
Really? Because I'm about to say a really hot take.
People hate on the yellow Starburst.
There's been times in my life that I've had a little Starburst pack that had two cherries or two oranges and a cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given away the cherry. Scarfed down the two oranges.
I don't hate that take.
I'll take orange over cherry any day of the week, unfortunately.
They in my eyes, they're both at the bottom.
Ass.
Yeah. Like,
there's only two kings here.
Yeah. Like you rip open one of the two packs of Starburst and you see an orange and a cherry and you're like, damn, it's a rough day.
But if you open it up and you got lemon and strawberry,
your nipples get hard. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but a lot of people hate on the lemon Starburst, and you coming out here saying that that's your bench and you have the same ranking as I do, it makes me want to kiss you.
Let them down.
Don't tempt me.
No, you don't tempt me.
But yeah, that's the obvious one. I mean, I figured this would be more of a debate than it is. I figured I thought you might debate with me a little bit on it, but I mean, I'm stoked you didn't.
I'm stoked I didn't too.
Yeah, because this is the correct answer.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
That's all I have for this week.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's all I got. But we got a fun new segment that'll be circling in now. And so.
Amen. Amen, brother.
But go ahead and hit us with the donating spiel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are two broke 19-year-old boys. And we are trying to fulfill our dreams in the podcasting, entertainment, and sports world as a whole. And newsflash, that's not cheap. So if you want to help us out to buy equipment, to buy anything, to expand the show, make it better, feel free to donate. Go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Also, I realized the link, I've kind of been saying it wrong. Even though that works, it's technically rss.com/podcasts/writing-the-bench. But I'm going to keep it going the way we got it. Go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click that little support button. It'll take you to a page telling you a little bit about us and what your money will be going towards. Any amount will be appreciated. So if you want to donate, thank you very much. And if you don't want to donate, just shut up and keep listening to the show.
Yep. Go follow us on our socials, both Instagram and TikTok at Writing the Bench Pod. We're active on Instagram all the time, or some of the time. Just giving updates on the sports, on the episodes. TikTok, we're trying to get on there more. It's been difficult. We're both busy, but we're trying our best. And just real quick, this has nothing to do with the show, but I wanna throw it in there because I want to promote it a little bit. There is an event going on in a couple weeks in Fresno called Light the Night. It is held by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and it's to raise money for patients going through things very similar to what I went through, going through leukemia and lymphoma, blood cancer. And I have started a team. It's called Team Jake 42. If you can, go donate, show some support. All of the money is going to a great cause. It's going to help people in similar situations to what I was in. This means a lot to me. It hits close to home. And so, I mean, I'm getting even a little emotional talking about it right now, but it hits close to home. And so I will be there in a couple weeks at Light the Night, representing not only myself, but other people who are in the hospital fighting, people who weren't able to make it, the angels who aren't with us anymore. I'm there representing each and every one of them. And if you can support anything to this charity, go to my Instagram, click the link in my bio, and donate if you can. Any bit helps. And so if you can, please go do that.
I'm an asshole. I totally meant to do that last night, and it completely set my brain. I got to do that before I go to bed.
It's all right, man.
Totally got to. But yes, go freaking support, everybody. Like you said, it's a good cause. Do it.
But, yeah, I would rather you guys go support a cause like that than donate to the show. We'll get by, and that's a lot more important than what we're doing here. So.
Absolutely.
But, Caleb, it was a pleasure. Thanks for coming on again. I love it when you're here, man. It's fun.
Yes, sir. It is always an absolute pleasure. It really is. It's always a blast. I'm sitting here looking at my phone, and we're talking about how Shohei strikes fear into everybody. Except I'm sitting here looking at this, and I came to a big realization that right here as we're ending the episode.
Uh-huh.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. doesn't give a f*** about Shohei Ohtani. I mean, he took him deep.
Did he?
I mean, Vladdy took him deep.
Okay. That's awesome.
Anyway, yeah, I guess that's the episode. Don't sign off.
I'm sorry, but I have to.
What if I do it?
Go ahead.
As a reminder, my name is Caleb Brown.
And my name is Jacob Fagundes.
This has been the Riding the Bench podcast. Stay bench, boys.